It is not the movement of the clock that brings change in your life. It is the movement of your mind. So do you like change? Some people thrive while others struggle. Most people get comfortable with routine and doesn't want to do anything that challenges them. Or even if they want to, fear of failure stops them from taking that next step. So let's jump straight into today's episode where we are talking about how to push yourself out of your comfort zone. So let's boost some confidence on how to take those small steps to achieve big goals. Hello everyone, welcome back to Finding Yourself, your self-help podcast. I'm Honey, your host, and super excited to have you all with me. Take a moment to just acknowledge yourself for showing up for yourself by listening to this episode today. For investing in yourself and doing something for your personal growth. Now, if you're new here, I welcome you and I hope you like this episode, and I'd suggest to tune in to all the past episodes as they all are going to contribute to your overall growth and set you up for success. Also this year, I'm all set to come up with some incredible topics and amazing tips. So please do subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the episodes. New year, new priorities, new opportunities, and new you. We don't really recognize how much growth, learning and moving forward towards something is happiness and plays such a vital role in our overall growth. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So have you been putting focus on how much are you growing in all these areas? Each step that you take gives you the confidence to take the next. Every time you challenge yourself, gives you the confidence to do more. Change is the only constant and consistent thing in life, and person that's good with change is good with life. Remember those days when you were a child, excited to do everything, wanted to try it all, go anywhere, talk to anyone, and then you grew, and you grew really fast. But look what it has created. It has created wonderful you. Think about the most confident person you know. Can you see them in your mind? They look good, don't they? Full of confidence. They don't care what the world thinks because they know exactly what they're talking about. The kind of person that no matter what the world throws at them, you just know that they are going to pull through. But you know what? Even that person has moments of self-doubt because no matter what we think, but the reality is nobody is 100% confident 100% of the time. So if you're starting out in a new job or it's your first day of school, there's a good chance that you are going to be a little bit nervous. Being nervous in situations is completely normal and something we all go through. But that doesn't mean we have to look nervous on the outside. That is what is not okay. To feel nervous, to feel stressed about situations is fine. But if you really have to deliver something and that nervousness can be seen clearly on your face, that is what is not okay. And people who are able to control that, those are the ones we call what a confidence. This person always has it no matter what the world throws at them. They always manage to do it every single time with same level of confidence. So today I'm going to share few tricks that can help you look and feel a lot more confident in delivering whatever it is that you want to deliver. Just make sure that you deliver it with confidence. And I'm sure these tips are going to be very, very helpful to you because I've used them personally. So stay tuned. So the number one on my list is speak slowly. It's just so very important to speak slowly and clearly as much as possible, because then you give yourself an opportunity to actually control what you're going to say. Because when we are nervous, we tend to speak quickly, which certainly doesn't help us look or feel confident, and we also run the risk of being misunderstood. So try and avoid that next time. And if you really want to practice it at home, pick up your favorite book and read it out loud so you can work on your delivery. Second one on my list is make eye contact. It is so important. Sometimes making a good eye contact can make all the difference. However, avoiding eye contact can actually make you look scared, shy, or even worse. So look straight into a person's eye. If you're talking to an individual, and if you're talking to a group of people, just make sure that you keep alternating between them all, because that just makes everyone feel that you are very, very considerate about everyone that's there. And they just feel that they are part of the conversation. Next one on my list is don't aim for perfection. Please do not. Despite what we are told in school, what we read in magazines, and what society expects of us, there really is no need to be perfect. The reality is nobody is perfect. And chasing perfection is a sure way to increase your insecurity. So don't go beating yourself up. Do not try or aim for perfection. Just do the best that you can. Fourth one on my list is listen way more than you talk. Some people just answer for the sake of answering it without even actually understanding what the question is. What is the rush? There is no rush. If someone has asked you a question, they will certainly wait for you to answer. So take that opportunity and answer the best way you can. Just like speaking too fast is an obvious sign of insecurity, so is dominating the conversation with one-sided talk. Really confident people don't have anything to prove to anyone. They are far more interested in learning new things than telling people what they know. So ask questions and listen carefully to the answers. It shows that you are genuinely interested and respectful of the person you're talking to. The very last one, and probably the most important one, is please rehearse public speaking. Not everyone is born with everything. Not everyone is born with that skill, but it can be mastered with regular practice. Anything can be mastered with regular practice. The good news is public speaking will get better with a little or more practice. But please do not judge yourself as to for how long you had to practice to deliver something. It is for you, not for anyone else to know. No one really knows how much you had to practice before delivering that speech, before going to that meeting, before writing that essay. No, it doesn't matter. It's for you. So even if it takes 10 times or 5 times or 20 times for you to practice it, before you feel confident about delivering something, it is okay. Because the number eventually drops down. But it's not fair to judge yourself on how many times you had to practice to deliver something. And you will find that when you have to give that speech, after practicing it a couple of times, you will deliver it with confident and an engaging manner. There are a number of things you can do to build your confidence. Some of them are just small changes to your frame of mind. Others you'll have to work on for a bit longer to make them familiar habits. But the ones that I have shared, I'm sure you will find them very, very useful when you start using them in your personal life. Just remember, it's very, very freeing when you give yourself permission to just be yourself. Well, that's it from me today. Thank you very much for being here with me, for supporting my podcast, for showing up every single time. If you haven't subscribed to my podcast yet, please do subscribe. It's solely maintained by me, so every single subscription does help. Please do share this with someone that you care for, and I'm sure that these tips will help you. But before we go, I just want you to remember that we are all a work in progress, and not everyone is born with an inbuilt sense of self-confidence. Sometimes it can be hard to develop confidence, either because personal experiences have caused you to lose confidence or because you suffer from so low self-esteem. But irrespective, it doesn't matter what we lack today. What matters is, what are we going to do about it? So today, use these tips, and I'm sure you will find them very, very useful. Start using them and make a positive change in your life starting today. See you again soon. Thank you.